Yo, New York. It's Rick, your paranoid pirate radio host. The Bronx Beatrice to your downtown Dante. Except a whole lot uglier. As the three of you who actually listen to this podcast know, I feel like this is my duty, chasing down information and spreading it around. The questions, the mysteries, you can make up your own mind about those. I'm not trying to tell you what to think. I'm just giving you tools to think with. But I'll admit it. A lot of the time, I'm scared shitless. And I could try to cover it up, but that feels, I don't know, dishonest somehow, you know? Anyway, that said, I want to tell you about something I saw today. Just looking out my window with my binocs as usual. Cloudy day, snow flurries, cold as shit, bleak, very bleak. And then, I see this kid. This little girl, maybe 9 or 10 years old. I can't say for sure, but she looks like she's on her own. Maybe hasn't eaten in a couple of days, at least. And she finds a garbage can near the alley. Pushes it over. Crawls inside. And then pops back out with a little open tin of, maybe tuna fish or something. Cat food. And she starts running her fingers around the edge of the can, trying to pick up any scraps left. Then she looks up into the alley, sees something or hears it, walks toward the alley. I'm just hoping there's not some psycho in there. But she stops and kneels down and reaches out her hand, curling her fingers up. And out hobbles this mangy dog, this gray mutt with his ribs poking out. And I can't hear him really, but I can see her talking to him, telling him, it's okay to come out. Which step by wobbly step he does. And she holds out her fingers, the ones with the scraps of tuna on them, for him to sniff. And he sniffs. And he starts licking. She strokes his neck with her other hand while he licks off every last bit of food from her fingers. And when there's nothing left, she scratches his head and talks some more. Like she's asking if he wants to come with her wherever she's going. She stands up, pats a leg twice, and begins to walk off. And so help me, the dog trots up beside her and follows. She got no food for herself. But for today, at least, I doubt she cared.